Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking, but no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
All right, so boys and girls, take that message definitely to heed. Are we live, Christopher?
No, I'm sorry. I just had a stroke. Sorry. I didn't heed the warning. I was eating bacon-covered bacon.
I don't happen to hear ourselves until now. So maybe I'm having a stroke from all the pancetta and bacon. Bacon-covered pancetta that I've been eating. Anyways,
rolled
boys and
in
girls.
A ball and fried in canola oil.
Yeah.
with Crisco in it.
But we must definitely, inform you boys and girls to, take care of yourself. Don't eat ill snow. Don't go out and pee against the wind. And
watch out where them Huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow, as Frank Zappa would say.
Anyways, we're getting a lot of compliments on your, as you would call it, the shout-out. That was great. Shout-out, rip and rhyme, and, that was the best rap I ever heard in my life.
So would you like me to sing the shout-outs for now on, or is that just a one-time thing?
I wouldn't mind that whatsoever, because I'll tell you, I'm sure our listeners wouldn't mind that as well. Anyways, welcome back, boys and girls, to the Giddy Up. It's 3:04 in the afternoon. That was your PSA for our show. I might have a couple more. What did I say?
You said P.
I did say P. That is my first initial. And it's 3:04 in the afternoon. And I was going to do a little... of course.
Hey, the girls are
I was
going to
do
you.
A little whistle. Actually, I was wrong. It's 42 degrees. It's warming up, kids. So break out those umbrellas. And the sunglasses. But I was going to do a little segment I like to call the threesome at three. The threesome at three. I know it's a little past three, but I haven't rehearsed this yet. But I was thinking of doing something like that. And you guys let me know if you like it or not. Otherwise, when we come back, we are going to do funny news. And after that, of course, the wheel of music, but for right now, I'd like to give this a try. Why not, right? oh my God.
The ladies, man, yes. The ladies.
Yes, so
ladies love Pauly B.
So this is my new segment. It's called The Threesome at 3:00, and which means we're going to do, well, never mind what we're going to do in the studio, but we're going to do a threesome of a band that we all love. And this will be... And by the way, Chester, that last song was by Fuel. I know you don't know. You said play something from this century.
Yes.
But everything is from this century. So we're going to kick this threesome at 3:00 with a little Zeppelin. And you guys can definitely chime in, if it goes well, we'll do it every week.
I'm liking this,
and you guys can pick a favorite band, and we're gonna do three songs from that band. So we'll be right back with some silly news from my funny man, take us out, Christopher.
You are listening to The Threesome at 3 with the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO, Historic Medford.
Enjoy your threesome, boys and girls.
Remember the time. Spend my days with a woman and kind. Smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start. Going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. My chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we all are the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. One that had tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin. Watch out. They say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La 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 la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of dawn. Trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams. Telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems.
Yes, boys and girls. And I hope...
That was stupid. Don't do this again.
I hope you all enjoyed your threesome at 3 o'clock. Because who doesn't need a threesome at 3 o'clock? And as the funny man across from me was saying, my goatee was growing more and more as I was explaining...
No, he had a Fu Manchu.
My Fu Manchu.
Fu Manchu. And
I probably shouldn't have worn my velvet robe into the studio. But anyways, if you guys, honestly, if you appreciated that, we could do any group. And I kind of think that's a pretty cool, aspect. And
I think we're ringing.
Are we ringing?
We're ringing. I think we got a friend of ours calling in.
It depends what part of us is ringing. Anyways, how you doing? Welcome to WMFO. You are live on the air. Please do not swear. Unless you want to do a threesome.
Hello?
Hey!
Hey, mama!
Carla, what's up, buddy?
There's our third to our threesome. No, I'm just kidding. But it is
how
our...
How you guys doing?
That's a golf term, by the way.
We're missing our cog to our machine over here. How are you doing?
No. We weren't missing you. You're here in spirit, sister.
Yes, always.
I am. Thank you. Miss you guys, and hi to all the listeners out there.
Yes, we miss you as well, much. How's Big E doing? How's my boy doing?
He's doing all right. We're in the recovery
mode. Is he? Good.
I hope things are going.
I hope my love that I'm sending to him.
We're sending nothing but love and good vibes.
For prayers and vibes, exactly, is working because we love him. He's a great guy.
Thank you. You guys are the best. And it was awesome to have you stop by the other night while I was DJing.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful family, by the way. It's a pleasure to meet them as well. Your parents.
Thank you. Sam, same about you guys.
And you know what? Your mom grabbed my butt, by the way.
That was me.
I was.
So funny.
You know I'm kidding, honey.
I'm not.
So, you know, laughter is the best medicine, right? I hope.
You guys are too fun.
Hey, we're just, you know, acting like we always do without you here, which stinks because we always like looking at you and your laughter and your big smile. So,
thank you.
Is everything cool? Cool de la?
Everything is cool. We are getting all
right.
better.
On the right road?
Progressing?
Yep. Right on.
Yep, and I will hopefully, I'd say definitely be there next Friday.
Oh, excellent.
Nice.
Oh, of course.
Oh, Carla, we met I've known him for years, but we saw an old friend of mine who is a friend of yours.
Really?
They used to call him Hizzy. When I went to school with him, his name was Michael Thomas Chuck.
Oh, my goodness.
His sister Chrissy used to date one of your cousins, I believe.
Oh, really?
That's what he said. He goes, oh, yeah, I know Carla D. So we saw him. He was stalking us, and we had to have the authorities. We had to have the authorities, you know, incarcerate him.
It doesn't matter. I just put him in the dumpster.
There you go.
But apparently, he listens to our program, which is nice.
Yeah, he's familiar with the old giddy up. He delivers mail to the old Tufts here.
He can't have a radio, apparently, on the U.S. Postal Service.
No.
So I'd like to, since everybody is protesting everything.
I'm donating one.
why don't we get the U.S. Postal guys to have a radio in their trucks?
Do you want to hear something weird? My mailman has a AM/FM old school radio, and he has it on rubber bands on his arm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's the nicest guy. Loves my dog, so.
So that's all.
Who wouldn't?
Oh, I know. He's a good pup. Carla, where are you right now? You home? Are you in transit, as the kids say?
I am in transit. Heading from patient care to my son's last basketball game.
What? What does that mean?
Doing the mommy thing. I'm going to my son's basketball game.
Oh, okay.
Last one of the season. So
well, good luck. They going to make the playoffs?
I don't think they do playoffs until next year. So.
Not till next year. So they're working on the playoffs till next year.
So he's going to play again next year, right? He's still going to continue playing? All right. So,
if he makes the team, which I'm sure he will.
Well, if he doesn't, go out with a bang, punch the opponents in the junk. That's what I say.
Something like that.
That's always fun.
Yes.
Speaking about going out with a punch. So are you ready to do the shout-outs? Because we've been waiting for you.
Oh, I would love to do the shout-outs.
You didn't hear the shout-outs, did you?
No.
I sang them today.
Christopher actually rapped the play. The shout-outs.
I sang the shout-outs.
I was just going to say
so
playoffs.
I'm so sad that I missed it.
I was thinking of you.
It was one of the most hilarious things I've ever seen.
Can we do it again?
We can do whatever you want.
Uh-oh.
See, they're coming to get him right now.
I just
called him. Yeah. Feet's going to fail me now.
Please, somebody's got to go over and get these two back in order.
You're the only one that can keep us in check.
She on us.
I know. That is very true.
She had a well on this check.
So,
that's my love.
Yes.
Crazy, guys.
Yeah. So, are you okay, honey?
I am doing well.
All right.
Excellent.
Very good.
Yeah, well, missing you guys.
We miss you because, like you said, you're the only one that ever keeps us in check.
Yeah,
so.
I can't tell you what a great addition you've been onto the show.
Absolutely. And we miss you. We love you. And we love Big E. And tell him, you know, we send our prayers and our best wishes and love. And hopefully he will. I know he will because he's a strong man. He'll pull through this.
Yeah, please let him know that he's been, you know, top of mind for us.
Yeah.
That we've been thinking about him all week.
Okay, Mama.
That's very sweet. And he's got a great nurse. So life is good.
All right. Thank you. We love you.
Take care of him.
All right.
You guys, too.
All right. Have a great weekend. Week.
You too.
Bye-bye. Weekend, whatever. Okay.
We'll talk to you. Love you, sister.
All right. Take care.
You too. All right. That was our tricycle, our big wheel to the tricycle.
Our probation officer, I mean... co-host.
Anyways, wow, 3:25. Do you want to?
Wow,
we're gonna play one song.
Yeah,
how's that? And you collect yourself. Silly news is silly news. We can do it. Yes,
let's do the chart.
We want to do the wheel. This. Okay, so take us out, Christopher, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the best rock on your radio on WMFO. It's the Giddy Up in historic Medford.
Historic. It is 43 degrees.
By the way, I'm going to change this. You are privileged to listen to the best rock DJ in town, the great Paulie B on the Giddy Up.
Cut it out.
You are privileged, people. You should be counting your lucky stars. He's here.
Lucky stars.
No, you're going to be listening to Kylie Minogue all day.
All right. Kylie Minogue. There's nothing wrong with her. All right. Anyways, we'll be right back, boys and girls. And of course, you know who this goes out to. My favorite girl in Springfield, Leah Hall.
Yeah.
And yes, you are right. We have become cumbersome. No, we haven't. I'm not going to lie.
We're the direct opposite of cumbersome.
We are absolutely the direct opposite. Welcome back, boys and girls, to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful state of Medford. Come on, Chris.
Medford.
Where he's from. The funny man is definitely from Medford, and... And we welcome you all that are listening in, and it is a beautiful, balmy 42 degrees. So what do you think about that?
Balmy.
It is balmy.
When you say that, my nipples get a little hard.
Well, that happens when it's balmy out.
When I hear you say balmy.
Oh, just when I say it? So it could be actually 33 degrees, and you'd still think that? Anyways,
I just love you, bro. You know that.
Right.
I can't be objective when it comes to you.
It was great to hear from our DJ Kala in the last segment. And we're going to move on to our next segment that we do every week. And, of course, it is the Wheel of Music with a very funny man. Very funny man.
Oh, please.
Yes, sir. All right, so...
Only as good as my company.
Do you have a...
I do. Pod me up, bro.
All right,
So this is a... I really, really like this list. Did you know every once in a while I like to talk about the turd in the punch bowl? We got a phone call.
Do we? We like to do a wheel.
Let's see who this is and say hi.
All right. WMFO, you're live on the air. WMFO.
Hey, this is DJ Pauly's friend from California, Ro.
Hey!
Romel, my brother from another mother. Yes. How you doing, bro?
I'm just, hold on, let me turn off this stupid phone.
You know, you're not supposed to have your radio next to your phone. Come on, you should know that.
I'm new at this. This is my virgin phone call.
Here's my best friend from...
Carrie here, Pauly.
He is my best friend when I lived in California.
Bro, I've been hearing about you since 2000. I'm Chris. Pleasure to meet you, bro.
And you know what? Paulie and I, you and I haven't talked in what?
Over
15 years.
And still, you know,
love is there.
Yes, we've been friends for that long. That shows you how much love we have. Anyways, I don't want to get all... You know, gooey with everybody,
but get gooey.
It's awesome. You know, we got the West Coast representing. on the Giddy Up. We appreciate that, man. And maybe we'll talk later as well. How's that? How's the family? How's everybody?
Yeah, the family is great. Mom and dad are still strong.
That's great.
You remember my sister?
Of course.
She's going back to school. She's going to be a surgical technician. And,
wow, wonderful.
Yeah, you know, actually, yeah. And, you know, every now and then when we go to Chinatown, you know, my dad will ask about you.
Oh, my God. His dad, right? We were with the church on Easter.
Yes, I remember you
right.
calling me up and telling me the whole story.
And they were so grateful. What a great family. And they took me in, because I had nobody out there yeah. at the time. But we went to church. I was the only white person in the church at Eagle Rock, if I am not incorrect.
That's right.
And but I had the best time, and I never felt so loved. And then his dad took us all to Chinatown in Los Angeles. And he made me eat rooster feet. I'll never forget that.
Polly ate chicken feet.
Chicken, whatever it was, right?
Chicken. That's a great name for a band. Polly ate chicken feet.
Hey, we can make that happen.
I love it.
So how?
Hey, I'll play all the instruments. You guys just pose for the album cover.
There you go.
Honestly, I never felt as much loved other than my own family than I have been by the Rommel family. And
I followed Mr. Pauly B on Facebook, and it's my turn to get all mushy with you, and I know I've told you this over text message, but I've told him many, many times how much of an inspiration he is to me as a person, as a man, as a father. And, Boston, you guys have no idea what you have in Pauly.
I do. I'm the only, I might be the only one, but I do.
No, okay, so you and me then.
I do. I love him. He's my brother. He's my family. 30 plus years of friendship.
thank you, Rommel.
This is the best call we ever got in this show.
Yeah, it is.
Bar none.
My favorite Filipino.
Yeah, well, I promise
and
you,
I love you. And your family.
I didn't feel like being an adult today, so.
Well, then you're on the perfect show. Here. If you've been listening in, there's no adultness here.
What part of California are you in?
Live in Los Angeles. I work in Orange County.
So can you do me a favor?
I work back in Costa Mesa now.
That's right.
Can you do me a favor?
Well, that's cool.
Can you call in next week while eating a an In-N-Out burger, animal style?
And you know what's funny? Right where me and Roe used to work at Chester Drawers.
Oh,
that was the name of the place. Chester I'm not even lying.
I remember.
Right up the street was an In-N-Out burger.
Yep.
And Roe actually introduced me to the In-N-Out Burger, which is the best burger I've ever had.
And you told me about the In-N-Out Burger, so when I would go to California, I found it. I could get, without GPS, from LAX to the closest In-N-Out Burger.
It's right there.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to ask me to call in next week when I'm at the Filipino place across the street, eating the crap that we don't let white people eat.
Call in every week, please do.
Just Pauly B, because I am the Filipino, what do you call me?
The ambassador.
Right.
The ambassador. He has a sash on right now. You should see it. Nothing else on, just the sash.
Is it pink with butterflies? Because it's awesome.
you always need that one white guy, in a Filipino place.
You have to. And they love it. Well, you bring your
trust
white
me.
Friend that is so nice, you bring your white friend.
I'll tell you right now, I never got so many numbers that I did on church that Sunday, on Easter Sunday, that I did in the Filipino church.
He walked in the church. I mean, he was quite literally, other than the priest, he was the only non-brown person in that whole church.
It's very true.
Just out of their minds, did not know how to react to this interloper.
But you know what? Everybody was so awesome to me, I love you and your family for doing that for me, because I was all alone on the West Coast. a boy from Boston, you know?
Yeah.
Just all alone. But
we went through some times over there at Check for Sores.
Yeah, oh, yes, we did, sir.
Check for Sores. That's awesome.
Check for Sores.
No, we had some good fights.
Yeah, you know, the sad thing about Check for Sores is I actually met my wife there. I think, Paula, you knew that, right?
Yes, I did, sir.
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to mention before
Leland
that.
Met his wife there?
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
How's Leland doing?
Their wife. What'd you do wrong?
Okay.
Stuck around another month.
Oh, hey, ooh. Yo. Clean it up there.
You'd be marital bliss like me.
All right, so, hey. Ro, I just want to add something, Ro. So, I was working back then, like four to midnight shift, mm-hmm. and he used to call me every night on his way to. I love how you call it Check for Sores, chest of draws.
It's chested, yes.
But Check for Sores, he used to call me every night, and on his walk into work every Saturday, he would call me, and you know, I was just really happy because, you know, I'm his best friend and love him like a brother. And I just was so happy to know that he was in such good hands and had people out there who loved and cared for him.
When you walk in the bar that first shift, you know, I mean, here's this dude built like, you know, almost literally a fire plug. And I'm like, you know, maybe I should wear a looser shirt because this guy's putting me to shame.
No way, bro. You were jacked to the hilt.
And, you know, the best thing about, you know, working with him, especially in that environment, was, you know, I never had to worry about who had my back.
That's right, bro. That's right.
Know? And so, and you know, on top of that, he's a funny guy.
The funniest.
Well, thank you, my brother, Rommel Manuel.
Thanks for taking the call.
Of course. Come on.
Please, be a regular caller.
That would be great. All right, bro.
Okay, maybe we'll try.
We'll talk
later.
Hey,
do you want to do the weather in California? And call us up. Tell us what the weather is.
The weather is the same every day.
When I came in this morning, it was cold and it was cloudy. Well, now when I say cold.
What's cold?
California.
California cold. It was probably like
cold, bro.
60s, 69.
Yeah, we're breaking out Uggs and ski jackets.
Oh, yeah.
What was that? 70?
That is true.
But then I've been cooped up in my little, you know, my little office here with no windows ever since. So I heard there's rain coming. I heard it's supposed to be big rain that we had a few months ago.
When it rains in Cali, it's like for like, what, 15 minutes?
Yeah, 15 seriously. Minutes. So you fire up the Netflix, you watch Voltron with your kids.
Oh, God, because they hug it down in the rain.
So yes, it's freezing at 50 right now.
Freezing at 50.
You got my text, right?
That's my life story.
Yes, I did, sir. And by the way, okay, so send Jill my love, and it is so great to hear, and the kids, of course, it's so great to hear from you, my brother.
Right,
miss
I'm
you, man.
I'm happy I called in.
All right, thank you for calling in.
Call in every week if you want.
Meet
you too, buddy. I mean, you know.
All right, Ro. I'll talk to you soon, man.
All right. Take care. Bye.
You too. Oh, man.
Wow, that was like the cherry on our sundae right now. That was great. I heard so much about him, finally.
Wow.
Got to speak to him. I was just so glad that he took care of you out there, because, you know, I just hated
him and
distance.
His family. Yeah.
Right on.
They really did.
Okay, now back to fart jokes. I'm joking.
Back to fart jokes?
Back to fart and penis jokes.
All right. Well, how about
the chat?
Doing the chart. It's
Yeah, it's a good one. So, Giddy Up Approved Band coming in at number 20. Actually, all these bands are Giddy Up Approved. Played them earlier, but we played a different song. It's Incubus.
I love Incubus.
Brandon Boyd and the Boys at number 20. Pardon me. Pardon me, ma'am.
Pardon me while I go to a Filipino church on Easter Sunday. I'm the only white guy.
From the multi-platinum, probably his best album, Only God Knows Why, Kid Rock.
You know what? Love Kid Rock.
Well, you know that album.
How can you not?
I like that. I really love that Rebel Without a Cause album. But what I'll never forget about this, in the video, I was working at Legal Seafoods at the time. And in the video, he was eating at Illegal Seafoods.
Wow.
So giddy up.
So giddy up.
One of the great bands out of the UK, but not their best album. Go Let It Out from Standing on the Shoulders of Giants, the Gallagher brothers, who were probably beating the hell out of each other in the studio at the time. Oasis.
Right.
Too bad those boys could not get it together.
I know, because it was such a great band.
Too bad.
Yeah, it was almost like the Eagles.
No kidding, except the Eagles got back together for $1 billion. At number 17, what a band that Paulie and I just talk about and we love a lot. Bush. The Chemicals Between Us.
Yes.
Might be one of my favorite songs by them, actually.
It's probably the only song by them.
Oh, we love that. Get out of here, you jerkus. Before they got all douchey. Can I say douchey on the radio?
Yeah,
I just did
you can.
Twice. At number 16 is Creed with Higher from that first album. Before
come on, how
Scott
do you not
lost his marbles.
Right. Well,
he really did.
That's a shame.
Yep.
He was born again, and then he was...
then he was a Satanist.
Then he was an abortion again.
I don't know. Here's a band I don't think gets enough credit. I love this band. A band called Lit.
Yeah, why not?
My Own Worst Enemies is a song that I love a lot. This one's called Miserable. Not as good as My Own Worst Enemy.
Right. That's yeah, one
but
I know.
But
yeah.
I thought this band was really good and you know, great potential. 90s, early 2000s, there's still some great rock out there. Number 14, once again, you could not get away from this band, and why would you want to? It is Korn.
I never did.
Falling Away From Me.
That's right.
One of my favorite bands coming in at number 13. They're probably the younger generation's version of The Clash. It's Guerrilla Radio by Rage Against the Machine.
Okay, you can say that.
Yeah. I don't like what anybody did afterwards, but I love Rage. I think because Rage was such a thing. Coming in number 12, probably one of my favorite bands of all time. Coming back, a band that started in the late 70s, really defined new wave, The Cure.
Yes.
I love The Cure. I'm going to wear
and
my...
It's Friday. I should have played Friday.
Yeah, but I know you're not derivative. That's the thing with you. You're very original. You're not going to just, Friday, I'm going to play a Friday song because I'm DJ Pauly B. But it's
well,
maybe
I
someday
am.
By The Cure. And this was a song written by Robert Smith when he thought that the band was going to be over and didn't want to do it anymore. But, of course,
Too
they
bad.
Continued.
So sad. Bye-bye.
Vertical Horizon with the singers from Worcester. This is a song you could not escape in
nope.
2000. I liked it a lot.
No, you could not.
Yeah. Too bad. One album, one hit wonders, moved on. Too bad, so sad, as Paulie would say. But number 10 is one of the great bands in alternative rock, The Pumpkins' Everlasting Gaze. And we were talking about this in the car today.
Yep.
Was on the
yes,
right
we were.
End. That... Billy Corgan has been teasing that 2017 is the original four with Jimmy Chamberlain and James Iha, and of course Darcy will be reunited with William Francis Corrigan. The next song is an unknown band. You may have never heard this song in the Giddy Up before. We're not sure who they are, and I guess we'll let this song play out and kind of leave it at that. If anybody knows who this band is, please call into the station. We're not even sure what the title is, but I think it's good. I think it's got a nice little beat and I can dance to it. I give it a 10.
I think the funny man is trying to be a little too funny with that song. Obviously, we start our program every week with that song.
At number 8... A slag on her future and ex-husband, ex-girlfriend, no doubt.
Yeah.
With ex-girlfriend.
I'm very disappointed about that, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, well, you know. So going on to number 7.
I thought I was next.
DJ Pauly B's favorite song by this band. I'm not gonna say anything.
Yes. Really? That was number two.
That was number seven.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That was the Mickey Mantle.
I was listening
songs.
To. Well, if you don't know the song, then maybe you shouldn't even, because it's kind of depressing.
Yeah,
but it's
a great song.
It's a Bush. I mean,
letting the cable sleep.
Yes, sir.
Little Backpack by Stroke 9 at number 6. No Clip at number 5. I don't know if you remember that song, but this one is a Third Eye Blind song that I liked a lot. I don't know if the rest of, well, I guess the rest of you did it, was number 5. Third Eye Blind with Never Let You Go.
Okay.
Coming in at number 4, I'm sure at one point this song was number 1. Filter.
Oh. There you go.
This song transcended the alt-rock charts and was great. Robert Patrick, formerly of Nine Inch Nails, and his brother was in Terminator 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was the, you know, have you seen this kid? That was his brother.
I love this song, though.
Robert and Richard Patrick, Patrick
picture.
Brothers. Yep.
Great song.
Let's take a picture. And number 3. Rearranged, Limp Bizkit.
Yep.
And you know what Polly always says?
Don't let you limp Bizkit. don't let you Bizkit limp.
At number 2, Blink 182. The flavor of the month back in 2000. Faux punks, as we used to like to call them. All the small things from their album, Wishing We Were Green Day.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And at number 1, I'm going to let your friends
at number
and colleague,
one on the day of 17 on February. I'm sorry. I lost it a little bit there. Anyways, on February 17th, on the day of 2000, the number 1 song was probably my favorite song. Me and Chris's favorite song. That'll be the Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Other Side. We'll be right back, kids. We're going to let this play through.
You know you can never go back. I gotta
That was the number one song from 2000 on this day of February 17th.
Never heard it before.
Me either. Even though me and the Funny Man had just seen them, what, last Wednesday?
Yes. And when they played their second song, we looked at each other and said, never heard it before.
Okay, anyways, like to say our goodbyes, Christopher?
Yeah. Hey, I just want to thank everybody for sticking through the technical difficulties. As you know what I always say, go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can. God bless. Enjoy this long weekend.
That's right. Oh, long weekend. That's right. President's Day.
Yes.
What does that include? Never mind. We won't get into it. Anyways, boys and girls, we're going to take a 166-hour break. As we always do, because we need it. And we'd like to thank you guys for listening in. Because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. And we love you. Have a very happy and safe weekend. And always be a rock. Never roll. Stay Boston strong. And one other thing. Again. I'm going to have to apologize. Tom Brady was in the green room. We couldn't get him in.
I got a catch with them earlier, though.
Oh, well, that's cool. All right. You guys have a great weekend, and we will see you next week. And stay Boston strong.